The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oil Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Tainis Daf Yotes. Mishnah, Bana Muhammad Al says, Hayu Misa'anin V'yordu Lehem G'shamim, if they had a tainis for Geshem, and it started raining. Kaidim Hanei Tzachama, Lo Yashlimu, if it started raining before Hanei Tzachama, so then they could end the tainus. Then, la'achar hanitzachamo, if it was ready, if the hanitzachamo, when it began to rain, yashlimu, they should be mashlim. That's the Tanakama, and Mishnah brings a machlekes about it, but that's what the Tanakama says. And, incidentally, I said hanitz, not hanitz, because it's not a hey ha'idia. The word is not netz, the word is hanitz, when the sun begins to appear. Okay, so the Mishnah says the halacha of the gabi hanitzachamo regarding Tainus. Now, of course, as we know, there's another halacha that has to do with Hanei Tzachamo, which is much more prevalent every single day, and that is that Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Peites that a mitzvah min hamufchar is to daven shachris by Hanei Tzachamo, not before and not after. It's a mashma in the Shulchan Aruch that before Hanei Tzachamo is b'di'evit, after Hanei Tzachamo is not mitzvah min hamufchar, but it's not b'di'evit, so it's l'chatchila. So there are three madregas. So, the Iker mitzvah na mofcher is b'shas hanei tzachama mamish, and l'chatzila is anytime after that, before zman tefillah, of course, and so after zman tefillah, that is, and b'di'evet is even before hanei tzachama, after alei tzachama. Okay. The question is, how do we figure out when exactly is hanei tzachama? So, you might say, what's the big deal? Take a luach, which is published by the Naval Observatory. It says when sun rises, and then you know when sun rises. So it's really not so simple, for several reasons. First of all, a goy shaluach and lahavdil din hatayra do not consider sunrise at the same moment. Why is that? Because the goyim, by sunrise and sunset, they consider the moment of sunrise or sunset when the center of the orb of the sun passes the horizon. Now, it takes some time, 2-3 minutes, depending on location, for the actual sun to rise or set. That means if you're staring at the ocean, if you lean to the ocean by sunrise, at the first moment you'll see the tip of the sun come up above the horizon, and then within 2-3 minutes, you'll see the rest of the sun rise. The Goyim calculates sunrise the moment that the half point of the sun has risen. And the same thing by sunset. They consider sunset when the center of the sun goes below the horizon. That's not Din HaTaira. Din HaTaira is that as long as the sun is visible, even if it's only part of it, it's considered after Hanei Tzachama and before Shkia Tzachama. That means that on an equal day, time of the equinox, when the day and the night are exactly the same time, according to the Goyim, the day and night are exactly the same amount because they're going from half of sunrise to half of sunset. But in Din HaTaira, it's not like that. On an equal day, the day is going to be a drop longer than the night because as long as any part of the sun is visible, we consider it that's the day. So that means that we consider Hanei Tzachama the moment you could see the first tip of the sun. And Shkia Tzachama is that as long as you could still see any part of the sun, it's still before Shkia. So that's why you can't go with a Goy Shaluach, you know, a Naval Observatory calendar, up to the second or even up to the minute. Okay, that's the first thing. So then we'll say, okay, so we'll take that calendar that the Goy made, and we'll adjust it. We'll make Hanei Tzachama a little bit earlier, and Shkia Tzachama a little bit later, and then it'll work. But it's still not so simple, because there are really four reasons. There are four considerations that you have to take into account to really determine the proper time of Hanei Tzachama and Shkia Tzachama. Let me first say what they are, and then we'll go through them one by one. The first one is location. The second one is height. The second one is things which are blocking the view. And the fourth point is refraction. So one at a time. Location. So, obviously, any given location where you are, that will determine what time Hanei Tzachama is. So, for example, if you take a luach, and the luach is made for an entire zip code. That's how a lot of them are made. So let's say Lakewood, New Jersey, the zip code 08701. Now, the distance between the eastern tip of Lakewood and the western tip of Lakewood, in that zip code, is 5.5 miles. Now, the sun does not rise at the same time at the eastern edge of town and the western edge of town. It'll be somewhat earlier in the eastern edge and somewhat later on the western edge. It's not going to be an hour difference, but it will be somewhat of a difference, which could be up to about 25 seconds. So if somebody wants to know exactly when Hanis HaChava is, and he looks at his luch, and his luch says that in this zip code, it's going to be 6 o'clock and 42 seconds, that's not really accurate. That's accurate maybe for the midpoint of the zip code, or whatever point that they calculated it, but it's not accurate for the entire area in the zip code. Okay, that's the first issue. The second issue is that the higher up a person is, he's going to see sunrise somewhat sooner. It's going to depend how high above sea level he is. So, for example, in the Spanish Govaya, Lakewood Yeshiva, which is 83 feet above sea level, he's going to see Hanetzachama, he will see sunrise 55 seconds before somebody standing on sea level. And the MS, the height of a person himself makes a difference. A person's eyes are in his head, not in his feet. Now, even if he's standing at sea level, his toes are at sea level. His head and his eyes are not. And that can make a difference of about 14 to 17 seconds. So, a person wants to know exactly when Hanei Tachama is, it's not so simple. That is the second consideration. Now, the MS, in this, there is Machlekes Paiskim, whether we go according to the actual place where you're standing, or according to the sea level. The halacha we pass that you go according to the level where you are, not according to sea level, which is certainly the Mashmais and the Gemara and the Rishayim, because they all talk about just looking for the sun. They don't talk about luchas and calculations, they just say you look for the sun. Now, the land is not flat, except in very few places. Most of the world is not at sea level. Much of the world is above, and some of the world is below. So, if the Gemara talks about just looking at the sun and seeing Hanei Tachama, right, like the Gemara says in Yuma, that when the sun was reflecting off the Nevreshes by the Beis HaMikdash, they knew it was on Hanei Tachama. But the Beis HaMikdash was not at sea level, right? It was on a Har HaBayis. So, but not just the Beis HaMikdash. Anytime it talks about the sun, right? The Gemara talks about Tzipayri, different cities. So, clearly the implication is that a person has a right to just look out at the horizon and see when the sun rises, based on wherever he happens to be, whatever his level is. So the pashta certainly is that you go according to the level where you are. Some amachmer l'gabi Shabbos by Shkia to go in sea level, but the basic halacha certainly for things like this, like tefillah, would be according to your height. Okay, that's all the second factor. The third factor is there can be obstacles which block your view of the sun. Now, obviously, if somebody's in a house and his window's closed, his window shade is closed and he can't see the sun, we're not going to say the sun doesn't rise because he didn't see the sun, obviously. And if you're standing right in front of a wall and the wall's blocking you, obviously that also is not going to block. However, what if there are buildings that are far away that are blocking? Or, better yet, there are mountains. Mountains are natural. Do we say that we go according to what you could actually see? So a mountain can delay Hanei Tachama by several minutes. Or do we say no? Imagine the mountain wasn't there. So this is a big machlekes. In the same example I gave before, in Lakewood Yeshiva, you would have a difference of about a minute and a half based on things which are blocking the sun. That is the third factor. The fourth factor is refraction. What is refraction? Refraction means that when we look up and we see the sun, we think we're seeing the sun right now, commercial. But in fact, we're not really seeing the sun. What we're really seeing is the sun a few minutes ago. Why? Because of the speed of light and the distance from the earth to the sun, you're not seeing what's really there at the moment. Okay, so you have a kasha, so you'll say, so, if so, how could you look at the sun and say, now it's Hanei Tachama? Maybe Hanei Tachama was a few minutes ago. And we know it was a few minutes ago. And Shkia was really earlier. How could a person be Saimach when Shkia is? Shkia is really earlier. So the Teretz is posh. The Teretz is that the Torah, the halachas of the Torah are not given according to the way it is. It's given according to the way it's perceived, because this is the Derech Ha'olam. Of course, you can't say that on your own, in just any case, but over here, since that is the way they wish to create the world, that we cannot see the sun, commercial, we see where it was sometime in the past, we go according to what it was. According to what we see, not according to where it really is. Okay. Now, how long does it take between the sun is shining, the sun is rising until we see it? So the Emes says that there's no one-size-fits-all answer to this question. Because refraction depends, this is what's called refraction, that you're seeing the sun refracting, not the actual sun. You're seeing the rays refracting. Now, refraction depends upon the weather, the amount that the rays will bend, when what you're seeing was really there, depends on the weather, and it also depends on the barometric pressure in the air. Now, all of this is not something that anybody who prints a luach can be mishayer in advance. So all he knows when he prints the luach is what time the sun is actually rising. And then he can add to it an average of when you will probably be able to see it, based on the average temperature and barometric pressure of any given time of the year. But of course, averages are not precise. So he could be Mishar, let's say, for the month of Nisan, a temperature of, let's say, 50 degrees. But one day it could be 40, one day it could be 70. And that will make a difference in when the sun will actually be visible. So if you're standing outside and you're looking at the horizon, okay, so when you see it, that's it. That's all that counts. But if you're not standing outside, you're standing in shul, obviously, you're davening, you're not staring at the sun. So how are you supposed to know when it is? This can actually create a difference, depending on where, again, but New York, New Jersey, of up to about 2 minutes. If you put all these minutes and seconds together, you start to see that it's highly inaccurate, any luach which gives Uzman down to the seconds. Now, we might start getting upset and say, trying to daven kavasikin and trying to daven hanitzachama, and I can't even do it. So what am I mushing for? I can't be makayim the mitzvah anyway, mitzvah na mofla. So the answer is it's not shemer b'chlal. There's nothing to be upset about. Because the Chazanish said that when the Shulchan Aruch says to daven hanitzachama, it does not mean exactly the moment of hanitzachama. It means be'erach, and the Chazanish and his minion, when they daven kavasikin, they did not look at the seconds, they went be'erach when hanitzachama is. I think, in fact, he said that to daven with the clock is a chashash of oisit tefillah sekeva, which you're not supposed to do. The tefillah should be tachnunim, a little bit, we don't want to say loose and casual, but not so rigid as to be going like a machine on the clock with the seconds. That was the meaning of the Chazon Ish. And be'emes, it's before Shem Rambam in the Tshuva. The Rambam says in the Tshuva that hanitzachama is be'erach when the sun rises, not precisely. So therefore, even though we don't know exactly when it is, we do our best to be mishayer, but it's certainly nothing to get too worried about exactly which second it is, and if the chazan is 10 seconds behind or 10 seconds ahead, it's certainly nothing to worry about, because that, for all you know, he may actually have hit hanitzachama on the nail, and the zman on the luach was off. And even if not, it doesn't make a difference, as we say.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.